This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. One quarter of Italy's population is in lockdown under a new emergency decree Sunday. Italy has experienced more COVID-19 deaths than any other country outside China. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
An eerie stillness settled over Italy's wealthy north on Sunday after the government effectively quarantined 16 million people in a bid to contain the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. The country is Europe's hardest hit, and on Saturday reported that the number of cases had leapt by 1,200 in a 24-hour period, its biggest daily increase since the epidemic began in Italy 2 weeks ago. In response, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte signed unprecedented restrictions into law overnight. He announced that people should now not enter or leave Lombardy, Italy's richest region, including the financial centre Milan, as well as 14 provinces in four other regions, including the cities of Venice, Modena and Parma, among others.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Just off the coast of California, a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus is headed to the port of Oakland. Princess Cruises says it will dock on Monday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rescuers searched through the rubble of a collapsed hotel in China on Sunday that was being used to quarantine people under observation for the coronavirus. More than 70 people were believed to have been inside the seven-story building in the city of Quanzhou, which collapsed on Saturday evening. Dozens have been rescued, but others remain trapped, and several have died. The news comes as the spread of coronavirus continues to slow in China. The country's National Health Commission confirmed 44 new cases of the COVID-19 disease as of the end of March the 7th, down by more than a half on the day before.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. For more information, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The ceasefire deal in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib remains in effect Sunday. Some of the area's residents have returned since the ceasefire began last week, only to discover that their homes have been destroyed. The fighting in the region since late last year has triggered a massive humanitarian crisis, with almost a million people fleeing their homes. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, a former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, says she will endorse Joe Biden's bid for president.
I am supporting Joe because I believe that he is a man who has lived his life with great dignity. He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election, guys.
Biden has been eager to capitalize on a string of wins in South Carolina and a set of states that voted last Tuesday, where he was helped by endorsements from one-time rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. The number of female parliamentarians in the world has more than doubled since the groundbreaking UN Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing 25 years ago. Lisa Schlein has more on where things stand.
While female representation in national parliaments has increased, gender parity remains a distant dream. However, significant changes have occurred. In 1995, the top-ranked country in terms of female members of parliament was Sweden, followed by other Nordic and developed countries. This year, Rwanda, with more than 60% female MPs, beat 171 other countries for the top spot, followed by Cuba, Bolivia, and United Arab Emirates. Sweden has been bumped down to seventh position. The Interparliamentary Union finds countries in the Americas have made the most progress in terms of representation of women in parliament, followed by Europe, sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East and North Africa, and Asia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Women around the world are marking International Women's Day with marches to raise awareness of discrimination against women. People have been marking March 8th as a special day for women for more than a century. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Here's what's inside today's show. I've got new music by Stoneboy, Anna Nakamura, Teta Diana, and Davido. Also, a vintage tune by Rex Lawson, and an awesome mix of live band music from South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. My special feature this week is Les Souffleurs. Now, this is a fascinating live band of traditional flute and drum music. I promise you've never heard anything like it. And you'll also hear from the leader of the group who explains the meaning and the history of the music. This is all brought to us by reporter Bram Posthumus from Ségou, Mali. Finally, Song of the Week is a new release from Guinea by Tati Tati. You're gonna love this song. And even though it's in Fula, don't worry, because Kwame Ofori and I, we break it all down for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off today in classic Afro-Cuban style, here's Betese by the Africando All-Stars. The featured vocalist is the late Amadou Balake from Burkina Faso.
Ni kumana kana nani
right, that was Betese by Africando All-Stars. Hey, everybody, hello. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Nyarwatch from South Sudan. Female artist from South Sudan, Nyarwatch. Hey guys, this is Heather. How y'all doing? Next up, you're going to hear Stoneboy and Tenny with their steamy collaboration, Lololo.
I see you for dream, I know defeated. Oh, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. say be the final, and you be the cut to my spinal. Fallen, yeah. That's how send be na man can, yeah. But you know go fit to contaminate. Many will tend your love, no behavior.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Lo 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 by Stone Boy featuring Tenny. Now, we're going to slow things down and move over to Ethiopia. Here is the legendary Ethiopian singer Aster Aweke with a song called Nafkot. It means longing or nostalgia. And she says, anything and everything reminds me of you. You might not believe this, but I still love you. Was Aster Aweke from Ethiopia with Nafkot. Hey everybody, if you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now coming up is traditional Samo flute and drum music by a group called Les Souffleurs. Reporter Bram Posthumus brings this fascinating music to us from Ségou, Mali. But first, let's listen to Teta Diana. This is Nonejo. I think that's how you say it. It's in Kinyarwanda, but translated in English, do you want me to love you today and tomorrow and then repeat it? I'm a girl worth 100 cows. I can take away your despair and your loneliness. I will give birth to great warriors and great patriots. The song is Teta's way of describing the immense worth of a woman. Yes, okay. Hey, everybody. That was Teta Diana from Rwanda.
Hi, this is Johnny Kleng, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Now, I am excited to turn you guys on to some really radical traditional sounds. Samo, flute, and drum. Here's Bram Posthumus with the scoop.
Greetings to Heather and everyone at Music Time in Africa. We are in Ségou today for some extraordinary sounds. Have you ever heard anything like this? These are flutes, and every single one of them is played by a different person, one after the other, a rapid-fire call and response. For this occasion, the just-ended festival on the Niger River, they performed together with drummers and dancers and made a dazzling spectacle of music, rhythms and whirling clothes. Who are they and where do they come from? I sat down with the leaders of the music. Umar Kamara is the central drummer and Fuseni Pare leads the flute players. I was also greatly helped by Bintu Bwarebi, who did much of the translating. This is Fuseni Pare explaining that this music comes from Burkina Faso. When we came here, we took it with us, he says. We play these flutes to amuse people, except when the rains come and everyone should be working in the fields. Then we have no time. Does this extraordinary music belong to a particular community? Yes, it does, says Pare. It's Samo music. Some 5 centuries ago, the Samo settled in what's now a border area between Mali and Burkina Faso. From Ségou to Samo heartland is not even 200 miles. The flutes are carved out of wood, and playing them is hard work. You must keep the beat and remember when it's your turn to blow. Pare explains that there are 2 types of flutes, masculine and feminine. The masculine is loud and brash, the feminine is sweet. And you need them both, especially the female voice, otherwise you will not attract any listeners. Playing like this requires a lot of training, and this is where Umar Kamara, chef d'orchestre during the ceremony, has a role to play. This was music that was played by our parents and grandparents, he says. Many of them have now passed away, and so it has become necessary to train younger players. But they must respect the rules. It's Umar's job to make sure they do. You must be very disciplined, because this really is hard work. If you stay in one place while you play, you will get vertigo. That's why you see the flute players move about all the time. Everyone is convinced that this tradition will survive, in spite of the many difficulties both Mali and Burkina Faso face. Look, says Pare, there are Islamists who say that anyone who plays these flutes is a bad Muslim. That is simply false. Our grandparents were playing this music long before our countries became independent. It is a tradition we inherited from them, and we are now passing it on to our children. It's our culture. We will never abandon it. In fact, it's when you lose your culture that you start taking up arms. The Samo flute players have also started teaming up with the Koreduga, who are very much part of the Bambara tradition. The Koreduga are a secret community of men who are allowed to mock and ridicule. They wear extravagant clothes, outrageous hats, a huge number of amulets and other trimmings. They also use masks, but the public never sees them. They're secret. Each in their own way, the Samo flutes and the Koreduga comedians fulfill a vital role. Their amusement releases tensions and brings people together in the age-old traditions of this land. As Umar says, dialogue is necessary. That is how you find solutions. Our traditions most certainly contribute towards achieving that. And it can't be a coincidence that in the same week the flutists and dancers and drummers were wowing the crowds in Ségou. The government of Mali announced that it was indeed and finally talking to the insurgents that have been making life difficult for everyone since 2012. The power of tradition.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Les Souffleurs. Well, I told you you'd like them. Next up, I've got my favorite tune by the Senegalese live band. Well, not flutes, though. Sahad and the Natel Patchwork. And then Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. That's called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. But here is Sahad and the Natel Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum.
Sahad and the Natel Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Hi, I am Yao Sakodie Ajiman from Cape Coast, Ghana. I love Busy Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to have you in the studio.
Of course.
So this Song of the Week is called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. It means I went, I came back, and it's by
Tati Tati.
Yeah.
Yo, Tati, come in to Guinea. A white rhyme, a white taco, man. A chubby ala, good day. Yeah. Go, 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 te, iki, ko, jibili, we, tiki, ko, tati, ya, wa, nai, nai, dai, nai, joy, joy, suli, nai, je, go, rembi, nai, je, te, ka, te, je, nai, je, ta, ti, ta, utai. Ya, mi, ya, ta, mi, sepa, mi, da, ba. Bui, tun, si, na, mi, ji, mi, pe, tai. Ni, jo, wang, wang. Mi sepa mi daba, buitun sina mi jimi perdai, ni jo wang.
Yeko, Hedi Wako Yamunyo. Bai one tongala kwa goto yo goto bajo wandando.
Alright, so I want to tell everybody what the meaning of the song is. He's singing in Fula or Pol.
Okay.
And you know, this artist is from Guinea. I don't think we mentioned that.
No,
we didn't. He's from Guinea. And what the song means, I went, I came back, he's referring to immigration. And he's saying, guys, don't choose to immigrate. He's like, it's horrible. It is rough. You don't want to risk your life because it's really dangerous. And he actually did this and came back. Stay put. It might be rough, but in the end, things will work out.
Oh, yeah. That desert walk is rough. And I mean, he is an ambitious man. And then he comes and then he lives his dream fully after going through the worst. I'm really enjoying this guy's, you know, is it rap sing or sing rap style,
yes,
you know?
It's both.
Uh-huh. And then you can hear traditional instruments but with hard kicks so that it supports that rap singing he's trying to do. So it makes it feel modern.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I love his voice, actually.
Yeah.
Because he starts out very low and low in a key. And then as the song progresses, he shows how high he can sing.
Yay.
He has quite an amazing voice for such a little tiny skinny dude.
Heather giving us that technical
know-how. Oh, yeah, you got it. Let's listen to more. All right, so we are listening to Miyalta Misepa by Tati Tati from Guinea. And I just have to say one more thing, Kwame. The video.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners aren't seeing the video, but guys, go on YouTube and check this out. It's amazing because this dude with his voice is very thin. He's walking around in tattered clothing. He looks like someone who has just come back from a failed mission across the desert. Doesn't he, Kwame?
He does. And it's a good video.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Okay, I'm taking us back now, way back in time to the 1960s in Nigeria. This is Rex Jim Lawson, also known as Cardinal Rex. The song's called Bere Bota. Now, if you don't know Rex, let me just tell you, he was a singer, a trumpeter, and a band leader from New Calabar State, Nigeria. He passed away on January 18th, 1971. He sings, my people, worrying has never taken anybody anywhere. Worrying can kill somebody. So stop worrying and just put your mind on good things.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Berabota by Cardinal Rex Lawson. We are staying right in Nigeria and in the U.S., but shooting back to today. Well, 2019. Here's Davido with 1 Milli, a cool milli for my love. Yeah.
Waiting again. If I leave you to one of the boys online. I feel crazy, I feel tired, I feel down. If tomorrow come, you know they my side.
Was Davido with 1 Milli.
It's music time in Africa.
All right, people, we are going to ride out the rest of this hour with four more awesome tunes from Mali and France, South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. We start with Aya Nakamura, her most recent banger, Poki.
Different bitches every day. It felt like it was my birthday.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bébé, bébé du sale. Allo, allo, allo. Million de dollars, bébé.
That was Pookie by Aya Nakamura. Hey guys, this is Heather. Moving from techno music to live band sound, this one is called King of Time, and it's by the late white Zulu, Johnny Clegg.
I've been thinking about the way I think about my thinking. I have a feeling that our little boat is sinking. I don't know anymore what it is she sees in me. Maybe the promise of the man I used to be. Somewhere long ago we lost our way. Stop the clock and start again. If I could freeze the sun in the sky, I could go back in time. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. King of time. Past the future won't flow. If I could travel back in time, the heart would never break. Change the past and fix my mistake. We could wake up to a brand new day, whistling our troubles away. If I could speak to the king of time, he could erase and rewind. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. King of time. Putting on my thinking cap, dreaming of my victory lap, looking for the mother load, hoping my head don't explode. My crazy ballerina loves the Zulu concertina, dancing through my memories. Should have seen her.
King of Time by the late Johnny Clegg. May he rest in peace. All right, hello, darlings. This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and we are jamming to live band music from here on out to the end of the program. This one is Dogo. The artist's name is Dogo, and he calls himself Dogo from Togo. So you can guess where he's from. The song's called Soke Wo.
Evola ngabiji keo evosea konuvire la konuvire makboda nusia nusi jova ila mega so wodokeo pipike yenuova nyuade bonune akponko e vola gafankoni ke e vosa podi jovire di jovire ma pora Luciano si jovaira mega so wodoke
Dogo from Togo with Soke Wo. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and if you like that song, Dogo was my special studio guest live here at VOA a while back, and you can get on my YouTube channel and search for him or for the song and watch that feature and learn more about the artist. Here's how.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hey, guys. All right, so I am sending you off into the rest of your weekend with this last tune from Kenya. It's a Benga live band classic called Mama Sophie.
Thank you.
was the late Kakai Kilonzo from Kenya with Mama Sophie. That's it for today, peeps. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope to see you back here next week. Also, a big thanks to Bram Posthumus and Les Souffleurs for their special feature on Soma flute and drum music, and also to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. You know, you can also find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. You can search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.